It is interesting, the optional memorial that we celebrate today, St. Joseph the Worker, of why this gospel text is chosen. In particular, it is chosen for one reason, because Jesus is known as the son of the carpenter. We would imagine that if God sends his son into the world and gives stewardship over his son to a household, you would imagine that that household would have everything that they need provided for them, right? The nicest of houses, the nicest of foods, the nicest of situation. Heck, there might even not be any dandelions in their yard. It's not what we see in the life of the Holy Family. We see that they live in the world. And Joseph works. Joseph, the earthly father of the incarnate Word of God, who has come to redeem the world, gets up 6 days a week and works. He works with the skills of his hands, the sweat of his brow. It is an affirmation to us that we are not to live in perpetual vacation. It's not who we are. We are made in the image and likeness of God. God works 6 days, takes off one day a week at least, Sabbath. Figure someday God will retire, but that's not right now. God works, so we work. First reading today in the book of Genesis, it's beautiful. God creates a garden, right? A garden. Have you ever had a garden? You know how much work a garden is? My parents, they got, you know, this whole idea that, hey, we're going to put a garden in. And so they till the ground, do all this stuff, and then I go out there a few weeks later, and it's like you can't see the row of green beans because the grass is so high in between. It's like, Dad's like, well, I think I'm just going to take a mower and run it in between the rows and just mow the grass in between. You know, like, no, Dad, we got to get rid of it. You can't just mow it. Garden's a lot of work. The idea is that God creates a garden, Eden, separate from the jungles and the forests and the deserts, because through the work of humanity, that garden, in communion, the living out of Adam and Eve's communion with God and the growth of their family, was intended that that garden would continue to grow and grow and grow until the whole world was a garden. As the family of God grew, the work in the plan of God was for that garden to grow until it possessed the whole world. If you studied your government class and your political history and all of that, you know that the Catholic Church began this feast day because of one thing. Because the communists claimed this day as a day of affirmation of the worker. And the church said, all right, if you're going to do that, we're going to give a feast day for St. Joseph in honor of the worker. Because we recognize that work has dignity and value and worth. There is more to life than working. But as we look around us, we see the work of human beings that was done and has now blessed generations and generations and generations. The work of artists, the work of carpenters, the work of stonemasons. We have a dignity in our work. And it's wonderful when we find work that we like to do. So on this day, we just recognize. We recognize that we are more than work, which our world needs to hear very often when we can't even take a day off. But also that work that we are involved in, the engagement of ourselves, has value and has dignity. And it's intended, my brothers and sisters, it's intended to be this place in which we imitate our Creator. I got into it with the kids this morning at the morning mass. Got into it with them, right? I started talking about apples and like how all of the work that has to take place in order for an apple to be in the grocery store and for that apple to taste good. Learned all of these things, but I was like, and the kids are looking at me all glassy-eyed, and I'm like, the whole point is that the work of human beings is all around us. In the hope that our work and entering into that, that we can bless the world and bless each other by the work that we do. That we who are made in the image and likeness of God might continue that creative reality and making the world a better place. Amen.